Hi, and welcome to audio number 9. If you go to your manual right now, open to page 149, you'll notice at the bottom of page 149 that there is listed 5 of the depth scales available. Okay, the first one on the list is the Davis-Husband depth scale, which has 30 levels. Number 2 is the Lacron-Bordeaux depth scale with 50 levels. The Stanford scale, which has 12 levels. Aaron's depth scale, which has 6, which is the most commonly used one for most hypnotherapists. And the biggie, which is the Sonnen trance scale, which has 100 levels. Now, what makes one favorable over the other? Well, unless you're going to be doing clinical hypnosis in a hospital where you're going to have somebody in the anesthesia stages for surgery, you really don't have a need for the deeper levels. Just to explain it a little further, okay, Aaron's depth scale has 6 levels. If you took each one of those levels and divided them by 2, cut them in half, you would have the Stanford scale, which is 12 levels. Or if you took the Aaron's depth scale and divided each level into 5, then you would have 30 levels, which is the Davis-Husband's depth scale. Why would you need these levels? Let's say you're going to be doing an intricate surgery. And in this surgery, the doctor wants to know whether you feel a little bit of pain, you feel a little bit of pressure, or you don't feel anything at all. Well, if you look at the Aaron's depth scale, as an example, Aaron's depth scale in level 4, which would be analgesia, you feel pressure but no pain. Well, that would happen if you were right on level 4. But what if you were a little bit more than level 4? You would probably feel no pressure. But how close to no pressure are you? Maybe the doctor needs you to feel something. Maybe he wants you to feel nothing at all. So would he take you to 5, which is anesthesia? 5.5, which is almost profound anesthesia? By having more levels, there's more degrees between each one of the levels that you would have, like in the Aaron's depth scale, so they know exactly where you are. Here's another example. Years ago, in one of our classes, I brought a student to level 5 of the Aaron's depth scale. As you know, level 5 is anesthesia, but also hallucinations. So as a demonstration in front of the class, I told the student, if you open your eyes and look at the wall in front of you, which was blank, there was nothing on the wall, I told her that when you open your eyes, you're going to see a beautiful cuckoo clock. So I'd like you to open your eyes and describe it to everyone. So she opened her eyes, looked at the clock, and she goes, wow, that's a beautiful clock. Started describing it to everyone. And then I said, why don't you go pick it up and show it to everyone? So she stepped towards it, and when she went to reach for it, she looked puzzled. It wasn't there anymore. Then she backed up and looked, and she saw it again. So she went forward to grab it, and every time she went to grab it, it seemed to dissolve. So once she backed up again, I conducted a short deepener on her and instructed her that she could now go ahead and pick up the clock from the wall. She was able to walk up to the clock, pick it up, and show it to everybody. She was very proud to be able to do this. So the difference was, at level 5, she saw the hallucination, but was not able to interact with it, was not able to pick it up. But a little bit over 5, not quite at 6, she was actually able to move the clock, the pendulum, pick it up, show it to people. So that's the advantage of having one of the depth scales with a few more levels. You know exactly where they are. Is the client simply able to see the hallucination, or are they able to actually interact with it? Exactly where are they? Now, if you go ahead to page 153 in the manual, you'll notice the depth testing script. This is a script that I designed to go along with the Aaron's depth scale. So if you want to take somebody to level 4 for dental work or level 5 for a minor surgery, this is a great way to do it. Go ahead and read through the script on your own so you understand how it works. But basically, it's going to take you to each level of the Aaron's depth scale and give you a test for each one. For instance, at level 1, which is eye catalepsy, it's going to give you a short deepener to relax you and then say, on the count of 3, I'm going to have you try to open your eyes, but you won't be able to do so. You might be able to manage the muscles around your eyebrows, but not your eyelids. So on the count of 3, try to open your eyes. 1, 2, and 3. You cannot. And stop trying. That's just an example. Now, here's something that's very important. As you're doing this depth testing script, if you're trying to attain, let's say, level 6, so you're taking them from one level to the other, and let's say they get to level 4 and they don't pass the test. Don't skip and go to level 5. If you don't pass level 4, you will not get a further level. So if they fail the test for level 4, simply do a deepener. Even though you have some small deepeners here in the script, use one like the stairway or the elevator. So use a longer deepener, then bring them right back to that test for that level until they pass it. Then you get to level 5. If they pass it, go right to level 6. But if they don't pass 5, you'll have to do another deepener. The more you relax them, the better your chance of attaining that level. If you're working with a client that's going to be going to see a dentist, for instance, level 4, they might not be able to attain level 4 right away because they're nervous about the dentist. They might be nervous how this is going to work. So you may have to have them come back to your office for 3, 4, maybe even more sessions so you can condition them. You'll find that each time they do hypnosis, it'll work better for them. They should go deeper each time. So just have them continue to come back and work towards it until they finally attain level 4. As you get a chance, read through this script to understand it, to feel comfortable with it, and find someone as soon as you can and do the script with them to see how deep you can take them. Don't worry if they only go to level 2 or to level 5. Not everyone will allow you, will open up and let go enough for you to take them to level 6. That has nothing to do with you. It has to do with their confidence, how much they'll allow themselves to open up to you. So go ahead and do this with as many people as you can. Get the experience of it. For your first one you do it with, I would suggest you do it with someone very non-analytical. Of course, the more non-analytical they are, the deeper you'll be able to take them in this Aaron Zipf Scale script, because the deeper you take them is determined by how much they'll allow themselves to relax. This is the end of Lesson 9.